Howdy, Frank Show, a longtime friend of the show. Ralphie May is here. Where is he? Get him in here. He was in the green room. He always gets here early and on time. That's what I like about Ralphie.
He's
and then he kills it when he's here. Good to see you, man.
There he is.
Hey, hi, baby.
Have a seat or push it out of the way. What do you want to do?
I will.
Whatever.
I'll do both.
However you want to be comfortable.
I'm trying. I'm getting there. I mean, coming into KLOS and then I see this random black guy in the corner. It makes me nervous for him. Like, are they keeping you for February or something? Black History Month as a living example? You know, I just feel bad. I'm like, Lord, I just want to come on. You get in my car. We're getting out of here. Okay. All right. Come on. I know a way north. I'll get you there. The first night we camped by the river. All right. You understand? I love it. I'm setting this guy free. I love
he's
this
so
guy.
He's so happy too. He's smiling. I've never even seen him smile before.
Well, there's comedy. That's what's going on. Yeah, I hear there's baby.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's babies coming. What's going on, man? What happened? You got greedy on the backstroke, made a baby, huh?
Yeah, we got a baby girl coming in June.
Congratulations,
man.
I have first had a girl, and that your life just changed, bro. Just changed majorly.
Were you there for the birth?
Of course.
Wouldn't miss it?
No way. And you drive them there, and you're like videotaping. You don't know what to say to this person, so they see it in 15 years and start crying. But it's like, welcome to the earth. Let's do this. Okay.
Where were you? What was going on, like, at the moment? Just like, let's go to the hospital. What were you doing?
Well, you know, for whatever reason, it was really hot. It was like September 5th, 2007, and it was really a hot day here in L.A. And my wife was like, you know, I'm bored. Let's get out of here. I'm like, sure, no problem. I mean, my wife is a stick, and she's an athlete, okay? I mean, she climbs mountains as a goof, you know?
Like on a Saturday.
Yeah, I know, but she's like adventure clubber, you know? She just goes and goes and goes. Everything she does is just like, go.
You guys
and
have so like, much in common.
Yeah, exactly. And
you're
so
like,
I'm
stay,
like,
stay.
So
then,
no, that's me. I'm like, go. Y'all go. Go ahead. I mean, she goes on like 10-mile hikes just as a goof. Man, if I'm walking 10 miles, somebody's life is on the line.
And
I'm talking like, no. I'll wait that out. Okay, I mean, somebody's life is on the line, Jack, and somebody close, too. Not like my brother Winston. I ain't walking a block for him, okay? All right. But everybody else, I'll make the attempt. But, yeah, and, you know, my wife, that's when there was a BMW place on Wilshire, and she goes, I want to try and let's drive a car. And I'm like, okay, I'm always up for driving a car, no problem. So she goes, which one should you think I should drive? And I go, well, personally, I say the M6. Okay,
nice.
But it's pretty heavy, and I mean it's one of the fastest vehicles made, you know, production vehicles. And she's like, let's try it. So she never driven a car that fast. I mean, she's gone from a Camry to the M6.
And this is a pregnant woman.
Okay. And in the 40th week, okay, on the money, her due day is that day. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. And she comes out, and it's got the automatic switch where you can go from like standard to manual. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean automatic, and so she's just gets on it to get in traffic and leaves about 25 feet of black behind her. And we're doing, because, you know, that car will do like 0 to 60 in like 3 flat, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Like incredible, like race car type stuff. Okay. And my wife had us at 70 before I knew what was up on between lights on Wilshire. Okay. Right. And she's like, yeah, I like this, but I think you better drive back. And I'm like, You think Speedy Gonzalez, okay? You think, okay, arriba, let's go, do it again. And she's like, okay, all right. So I came over, and I laid some black, and I showed her how to do it, and with donuts. We had that little tutorial, and then how to, you know, just get on it, and came back, and then we went back to the house, and she's like, oh, God, I'm hot. My boobs are sweaty. This sucks. And I'm like, welcome to my world.
Okay.
Well, I'm here with you. Okay. And she goes, I'm not that hungry. And she went to the restroom, and her water broke, and we were at the hospital. Day of, the doctor nailed it.
September 5th.
September 5th.
Well, I share a birthday with your little girl. That's my birthday.
April, June, May. She's a charmer, too. And I've just pulled a third tooth. Okay.
How do you do it? What's your technique? My dad's technique was always like, come here, let me just see. I'm like, no. I'm just going to wiggle it. I just want to see how loose it is. I'm like, don't pull. I'm not. I'm just going to see how wiggle. I fell for it for however many teeth I lost.
Okay.
I fell for it.
For me, it was I helped raise my sister's kids. She has five of them, so I've been pulling teeth for 20 something years. Okay, I'm like a dentist over here, honorary.
All right, Dr. May.
Yeah, exactly. Just get a little wiggle going. All right, and then just mine is a little paper towel, so you get a nice firm grip. And then if it's a top tooth. Pressure is constantly down, not out, okay? And then at the last, like when their head's coming down, okay, you hold it back and then just twist out. Done.
Easy.
Easy. No crying ever. I've never had a kid cry at all, ever.
They're usually like, oh.
No,
you did it.
They're like, and then like the neighborhood kids up in... all the neighbor kids are like coming to me. We heard it doesn't hurt when you do it. Will you pull my teeth when it comes out? And I'm like, sure, if I'm here, no problem. Okay, but I happen to pull all three of my daughters and my son August. He's not.
Do those parents of the neighborhood kids know that you were going to pull their kids' teeth? Or it's like,
no.
Ralphie, and they come back from Ralphie, and they're all missing teeth, and it's like he's the abuser in the neighborhood.
Mr. May did it. Mr. May did it.
Yeah.
No. They asked their parents, and their parents would like come down for like a hit. Tips on how to do it because everybody.
Isn't there something weirdly satisfying about pulling other kids, like people's kid, other kids' teeth?
Where it's yeah, but I don't let them hurt either. And then it's always, let's get ice cream. Let's get that blood stop. Let's get some ice cream in here. And let's and we're also big believers in the tooth fairy. We go full out. Like there's like gifts and hidden stuff under the pillows and money and stuff like that. Okay, I used to get like a quarter or like a two dimes or something. It's
did you ever get busted? Doing the,
never. Who are you talking to?
I did once. I was like, I was arm in, and the rollover. Look at me, and I was like, I'm the tooth fairy.
Did you really do that with the?
Yeah, because I thought maybe they're in Twilight. They have no idea what's going on right now. I'm just gonna play it up and out the door.
Into the
never
shadows.
Even asked me about the next day. So I think it worked. But they think the tooth fairy looks like me now.
Oh man, that's a bummer for a tooth fairy.
She had a full beard and smelled like alcohol.
Yeah, the tooth fairy's gotten drunk a couple times and had to sneak in there. Or not my case, maybe the tooth fairy got high one time.
So it was the Easter Bunny.
And the Easter Bunny got high. Man, I remember like last year, I did all the eggs, for Easter, and I got it all ready, and I had a great Easter because My wife's Jewish, so Easter sucks, Like, Jews will ruin Christmas, too, man. They're just horrible about it. And my wife is awesome because she makes her play straight out of the Jew playbook, Like, I'm not going to tell you no, I'm just going to make your choice as miserable as possible till you acquiesce to my will, All right? That's how the Jews got out of Egypt. They made the Pharaoh's life miserable, And you just go, all right, I get it. I go. Girl with God. All right? So, like this last year with the, we still have Christmas ham in the freezer, because there's tons of ham left over with those Jews. All right? And it stinks. But so I was high and didn't want to go out. And, I've got a 5 and a 7 year old. So I just started throwing eggs in the backyard. Wherever you get them, you get them.
Did you even bother to color them or just
throw
them?
Oh, yeah, they were colored. No. They're just raw.
Boil them.
They're just raw.
Just busted out there in the
grass. Just busted. No, they're all boiled. All boiled and designed and stuff. You know, the paws and stuff like that. You do all that. But and then my wife is like, what does the egg represent and why is this? And I'm like, it represents Easter bunny hunting. And why don't you stop trying to make it complex all about y'all, Because, my wife is like, she's like Christmas, like,
I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday, okay? And I like the whole pageantry. We got 15-foot ceilings in our house, and so it's like, I want a big tree. And my wife is like, why does that tree have to die for your holiday? Okay, like, she just, the life of this tree matters to her. And I'm like, really? You just ordered 22-case cedar-lined closets. You didn't give a damn about those trees, okay? All for one sweater that had a small hole in it. Oh, we were infested with moths. We had to get cedar-lined closets. Really? I never opened my closet like Dracula's tomb, okay, with moths flying out. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? You got one little hole in a sweater, okay? How do you know you didn't hang that on a nail, you $10,000 guys? That's the truth, man. And so, and my mother-in-law, like she gets hyper Jewish around Christmas time because she's trying to compete with Christmas with Hanukkah, and there's just simply no comparison.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, and it just stinks. Okay, and I tell her
we have way better songs.
Yeah, way better. But I've got a fix for that too. Okay, hold on. My mother-in-law. She's always Happy Hanukkah in me, and I'm a strictly Merry Christmas. Like if you happy
you
holiday,
happy
me
holidays.
Twice.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No, pick one. What, National Potato Week? Come on, get a backbone, you son of a bitch. Happy holiday. Days my ass. And by the way, we got a black guy right here. Do you even know what Kwanzaa is? Y'all don't even know what Kwanzaa is, okay? Poor black people, they're like, I think we barbecue.
It's like,
I'm with you, man.
I think we get the day off.
I get my Kwanzaa on the weekend all summer long, Jack. I Kwanzaa it up. All right? But I ain't never happy Kwanzaa nobody.
Ooh, Kwanzaa, that a cute name.
It is a cute name.
That's
man.
Like you trying to explain what an egg means at Easter time. Asking Lee what Kwanzaa means.
Exactly. He's got no idea. No. Lee's like, man, I'm eating barbecue. I know that. It's all good. All right. So she happy Hanukkah's me, and then I Merry Christmas her. All right. And then she asks me the same question every year. Ralphie, you know I'm Jewish, right? Like, I just became dumb. So I'm so insensitive about it. Like, oh, yeah, Arlene, I know you're a Jew. My wife's a Jew. My kids are Jews. I know how it spreads. Okay. I'm just indignant. Okay. Borderline anti-Semitic, but I made Jews. So how can that be? Okay. Come on. It's crazy. All right. So she goes, well, if you know I'm Jewish, and I go, no, you're a Jew. Okay. If you eat at a deli once a week, yeah, it's Jewish. Okay, all right, I'm taking that back. That Jewish, no, you're full on. It's a culture, it's a language, it's a genetic thing, it's so much more. You're not ish, you're full on Jew, okay? All right, let's keep it together. And she's like, well, if you know I'm Jewish, all right, and I say Happy Hanukkah to you, it's polite just to say Happy Hanukkah back to me. And I'm like, no, Arlene, no. And she's like, why not? Well, honestly, you failed in marketing your holiday. Hanukkah stinks. It's like you. It just. I mean, of all the people to fail in marketing, shame on you. Shame on you. I mean, you've got. Okay, first of all, nobody knows how to spell it. Okay, it's sometimes starts with a C, sometimes with an H, sometimes two N's, sometimes one, two K's, sometimes one. All right, sometimes ends with an A, sometimes ends with an A-H. How do you spell it? When is it? Don't nobody know when it is. You Jews just willy nilly up against the calendar. Let's stick wherever it is. That's
sometimes
when we celebrate.
It falls on Christmas and sometimes it doesn't.
Exactly. Pick one. You know, it's like making chicken. Set it and forget it. Okay, let's go. All right? Market your holiday. And I go, honestly, of all God's miracles, all right, kind of on the low rung, you know? Yeah. And she's like, what do you mean? Okay, all right. The Jew guy's that Old Testament God, okay? This guy was such a bad mother, all right? He's flung frogs down on the Pharaoh. Oh, frogs! Where you gonna get frogs in the desert, Jack? Okay? He took them frogs from Central Africa and slung them on them dirty Pharaoh and, like, they let my people go, Jack. And then he told the Red Sea to part so his people could pass. And yours, the light stayed on a little bit longer than you thought it would. You know what I'm saying? It's just on the whole scale. I mean, if a godly miracle can be explained by somebody not measuring correctly, I'm going to go with not measuring correctly.
quickly. You know, all right, I'm going to leave the Lord out of this.
This should never last us eight nights.
Eight nights. Okay, first of all, every Jew is so conservative. Okay, I mean, we never know when it is, okay? My wife is such a horrible Jew, all right? We belong to Temple Israel of Hollywood. That's right. Shalom. All right, that's me, baby.
Shabbat,
I'm with the
crap.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom. All right, and we don't go every Sunday, or I don't. I'm not even here on a lot of Sundays, okay, or Saturdays, whatever day it is. I don't know. I'm horrible, okay? And she, we get a call from my mother-in-law on the third night griping us out because we didn't call to thank her for those horrible gifts she sent my kids. Socks? You sent each kid two pair of socks? I am not going to give my kids socks from their grandma because I want them to love you and hug you in public, okay? I'm going to go buy some good Legos or some good toys, okay? All right? And then say they're from you, okay? No problem. Just put those socks in the drawer, all right? But then there's this mad panic because my wife hasn't known that it's Hanukkah for three nights. And so she has to go get that fangled candlestick, and then it's my duty to go find candles. Who's got candles at their house? We're not in a blizzard area. That's LA,
well,
man.
And menorah candles aren't just regular. I mean, they're special.
We don't use those, okay? We use the ones that I could find, which was a tea candle, one of those little roundy ones.
A tea light candle.
Okay, and then one of the mosquito candles. I found one of them.
Citronella.
Citronella. And I had a good red one from a Yankee Candle with three wicks. I said, that should count as three candles, right? You should be fine. She's like, no, it's only one candle. And a birthday trick candle that you blow out. That was our fourth. That lit all the other candles. Okay? That was our Hanukkah. And then she's trying to teach my five-year-old how to gamble with that dreidel. Some antiquated gambling game. That's what you want to teach a five-year-old. Who does that? At least teach him to throw some dice, you know? Something we can use, you know? Give daddy that hard four. Come on. Let's 10-1. Let's do this.
Ralphie May hanging out with us. He's going to be performing tonight at the Brea Improv and tomorrow. For tickets, go to brea.improv.com. And you got a new special on Netflix coming out, Unruly, February 27th.
Same day as House of Cards. And so it's their biggest release for any comedian special yet.
Ralphie, Netflix is so awesome.
They're there. Me too.
Because with other specials that you would have on another thing, it's like you have to watch it at 8 o'clock on this channel. It's like Netflix, you just go there on that day, watch it whenever you want.
Right. So what you do, guys, is just get high whenever you come back, okay? And then Netflix, I'm there for you, baby. You know, an hour and a half telling some of the funniest weed stories I've ever had, you know, like...
I got to hear one.
Okay.
The one, what happened last week in
Colorado. Last week in Colorado.
You were everywhere.
I am everywhere. In the last 5 weeks, I've been in six countries and 15 states. And only flown three times. So there you go. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot of doing.
Was that the issue? Too much traveling?
It was exhaustion, but it was also a sinus infection because you go from the Bahamas to Denver at
18
degrees.
So it wasn't that you were just so baked to the gills that you couldn't perform?
No. I was messed up, but it wasn't from weed. Okay? I got up like 8 o'clock and did yoga with – I do that DDP yoga, okay, to stretch and so I don't feel bad, okay? And I did my yoga, all right, and I popped a Chibachu, which is just a small – it's the greatest edible, but it's the most consistent.
It's like a Tootsie Roll.
It's like a Tootsie Roll, but a small – like one of those – like those bunk Tootsie Rolls that you get at Halloween, you know, or in a pinata bag.
Yeah, little
bunk ones, okay? A little small one, all right? I took that – and I'm not baked, but I am certainly relaxed after my workout. I take a shower and go to sleep, but I have a huge sinus and headache, okay, and an infection, all right, and where green stuff is literally coming out of my nose, okay, cough, do the whole thing. I am a Mucinex commercial, okay? If I just called my buddy TJ Miller to play the voice of my snot, okay, it would be awesome. And so I'm in focus, okay, and I am nervous because every time I move my head, green stuff is coming out, okay, and I can't stop it, okay, I just can't,
right.
And I do the neti pot, and then a horror show comes out, okay, and then it's still back, and so I go cold medicine, and as you can tell, I might have a touch of a problem with knowing when to say when about excess,
oh my God.
Okay, so I did Dayquil pills, Theraflu Day,
Ralphie.
Zyrtec, Claritin,
and Allegra, okay, and that got a real shake going. Okay,
oh, yeah.
I was clear, okay, but I had a shake going. So it's just like they like you know, I've taught guys to, I've never done cocaine. Like if you do coke, you know, they will always want a drink to calm down a little bit. So I figure, hey, I got some NyQuil back there.
Oh,
let me chug that
God.
Quill. Let me put the quill on top of it. And that red, not that Geechee green, okay, ain't menthol, ain't Newport Flair.
and so, then you went on stage.
And then I play like, okay, this is a very embarrassing thing, okay, and I hate to, but it's the truth. Did you know that the top cap of NyQuil in the packaging is a measuring cup?
That's the 30 milliliters, yeah.
I did not know that, Ralphie. I did not know that. I always just go, that's about enough, yeah. You know, all right? And so I play, just play NyQuil roulette, you
three
know?
Good swallers.
Okay, oh, my God!
Yeah, and so, Ralphie. Hey, you play NyQuil roulette. Every guy in here has played it. Okay, we all do it, okay? It's all thing. We don't keep the cap, because you don't see that cap. I've never opened the dishwasher and saw that cap there, okay, I'm not using that cap. That cap was in the store. I don't care how much plastic you put around it, okay? You dunk it in poop water, it's going to be in that cap. Right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I am here, Jack. I am in the moment, all right? I take that quill, and I played NyQuil roulette, and I lost, man. You know, sometimes you sleep for 4 hours, 6 hours. Sometimes you sleep for 2 days. Well, that's about the amount I took.
So how'd the story get out? They just assume, because you obviously are honest and open about smoking weed.
Yeah, because I'm honest and open about smoking reefer, okay, and now, and when you're, here's the thing though, is that I was competent to perform. Okay, I was of competency. I just checked with every live venue in Colorado because of the altitude. They have two EMTs as part of their house insurance there with a whole kit and oxygen in case you need O2 for the altitude, okay? So before you go on, they take your blood pressure, which mine was 122 over 64.
Perfect.
Yeah, amazing, okay? Yeah. Especially for somebody as fat as I am and at that altitude. That's pretty incredible. And the way I was feeling and the fact that I was jacked up, it's pretty awesome, okay? So I don't have any problems with blood pressure, all right? And they put an oxygen monitor on my finger. I was 98 on the exhale and 99 on the inhale. They're like, you're fine. Go out. So I just got checked out by medical professionals. But what happens is, and people who don't know sound don't understand this, they had two wireless mics on stage, okay, within about 8 to 10 feet of each other, turned up way too loud, and then had monitors, okay, that were also really close to the mics and turned up too loud. Like, the sound was done by, like, a DJ company or something, okay? And so everything fed back. And so when they go, your voice was slurred, okay, what would happen is I would start to tell the joke into the microphone from away, because if you're too close, you'll feed back. And then as it started to feed back to control that, because I was like, somebody help me out here, I would just veer off and just yell it to the thousand. And that, I almost just threw the mics down and just started yelling, but I couldn't have done the show with my throat in the condition. I needed the amplification. And so I'm going through it, and then there's like hecklers that are heckling each other. Shut up, okay? And then they're yelling at me. I can't hear you. I go, I can't hear anybody right now. My ears are stuffed, but B, this audio is horrible.
And no one scrambled out to help with the audio.
No, they came out and they turned the monitors out, which made it worse. And so, okay, all right. And then there's people that are leaving, which they should, and I understand, because they paid for a professional show and they're just not getting it. I'm giving it, but they're not being able to hear it.
Right, but didn't I see it then, like after, I mean, you get off stage.
There's so many lies being told.
They said cops showed up, right?
Well, because there was like 30 drunk people in the lobby demanding their money back, and the promoter ran instead of talking to them, and the ticket person at the that was responsible at the theater did not talk to them, and then was pushing the buck to everybody, and so people were getting pretty tired of getting lied to, which I don't have a problem with at all. I get a problem with being lied to as well, and so my tour manager goes out there, goes,
Ralphie's fine, and because they were like, he's on, okay, the lies that came at me were, okay, that I was coked out of my mind. Okay, do I, okay, look like I do cocaine, like,
no.
Ever?
No.
Never done it. No. Wouldn't know what to do with it. And if I had taken it, all I'd have is like $800 worth of boogers. Okay, that's all I would have had. I had a sinus infection, okay? All right? And so, and then they said Quaaludes, and I'm like, what?
What is it, 1970?
Yeah, but like, then I started to get mad. I'm like, I want Quaaludes. If anybody's got them, I have cash. I will buy Quaaludes. Yes, I will. If there's still good, okay, give me that, man. I saw that Wolf of Wall Street like six times. Yeah. Oh yeah, I won't try that, but that's a party, okay. I talked to old guys who used to rock and roll, okay, and they said those Quaaludes were something else, Jack, and I'm like, man, give me a pocket of them, okay, let's go. All right, but the craziness kept on going on to where they had said that I had kicked a kid with cerebral palsy, okay, in his wheelchair. Oh, this is all online. You can look it up, okay? All right? That I kicked into a snowbank. Okay, first of all, I'm a father of a 5 and a 7-year-old. I would never kick a child, even if that child was kicking my child. Okay, I would just stop.
By the way,
it's
who would bring a child to your show?
Exactly.
I've seen your show. That's the first.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, there's plenty of them made after, but right. Don't bring them to it. Okay. Don't bring them to it. Okay.
No.
All right. And so but I also have a lot of friends with cerebral palsy, and I kind of dig them. Their minds are all there, and they got that crazy, you know, T-Rex arm swinging around. But my buddy Josh, he keeps like 6 joints in that crazy hand. Okay. All right. And he's got reefer, and he gets his hand. That's how he goes through TSA with security. He turns up that, he gets that little wang, and he turns it up like he's winding up a toy or something, okay, gets that thing rocking, and he distracts them. And then if they say anything to him or they smell weed, he just pops my line from my buddy Rusty, who was genuinely retarded, advanced Down syndrome, okay, right? And he yells, I like chocolate milk! And they're like, okay, let's go, get him out of here, all right? But he hauls more reefer. Oh my God, that guy could bring heroin straight from the Taliban anywhere, Jack. That guy, he gets that crazy arm going. But it's weird because, like, when he's straight, like, you can't hardly understand it. It takes a little bit to start to understand him, and then you got him, you know, like the son from
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. You know, at first you're like, huh? And then you get like, oh, okay, I got it. I'm in, right? But as the more he smokes weed, holy moly, this guy becomes like the King's English. You're like, pardon me, do you have any grape and balls? Okay, and I'm like, what happened? Oh, great. Okay, what happened to that? Okay, you turn it up, by the way. He's a comedian. All right, I'm talking about Josh Blue. And when a joke's so-so, he gets that crazy arm turned up a little bit more just to get a little bit more out of the audience. I'm like, you mugger. You are taking a disease and exploiting it. Sorry, go to traffic.
No,
it's rainy,
Ralphie,
it's bad.
Ralphie, I'm glad
that you
had a chance to clear it up, and it was all lies. It's all, yeah.
And just cough medicine.
Ralphie puts on one of the best stand-up shows ever.
But like you know, TMZ blew me up, okay?
Right.
You said all these hateful things about me, okay, that were not true, unfounded, completely not, did not happen, okay? They showed like I was being arrested. I'm taking the picture with the cops.
Right.
They've searched. They brought dogs on my bus, okay? I don't have anything left. I took the last Jeeba Chew I had. Okay, all I got is NyQuil on that bus. Okay, I'm leaving Denver, and I don't want to get stopped. I kind of got a record about, you know, Holland Reaper, okay? But they call me up, and I'm like, y'all printed so many lies. How about I just continue that? Okay, the last thing I remember before I was performing last night was saying, yes, Mr. Cosby, I would love another cocktail. All right? So it was a twofer. And it's like, boom, I'm out. Okay? You know?
Go see Ralphie. Tonight, tomorrow night, the Bray Improv. Get your tickets, bray.improv.com. And then be sure and check out his new special titled Unruly. It premieres on Netflix February 27th. Always fun having you in, man. Definitely.
I'm not leaving yet. No. I drove through traffic on a runny day. Okay, all right. I'll do traffic for you. It's bad everywhere. Allow at least 30 minutes more. Okay, you're going to be late. Call them. Okay, you're listening to me and laughing. You're not going to get out of your car. And I drove through crap to get here. I'm on 4 hours of sleep. I stood outside for 10 minutes in the rain because the security guard hadn't gotten here
quail on top of that.
No,
right?
No.
Can we, during
no,
the break,
you
can we
better
get some quail?
Quail. You better get some quail
get some
up
quail
in here.
In here.
All right, to calm me down, Jack, because I haven't even flirted with my favorite hot lesbian girlfriend over here and told her some about things I learned. Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. I learned. Okay. We got stuff to talk about. Okay.
We'll do that during the commercials. We'll come right back.
No,
with
I'm good. Yeah. All
right. All right. All right. All right. We're out of here. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.